morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Oh, hi, my name's Janelle. I was just wanting to make a quick inquiry about getting, I think what would need to happen is the little canary's leg taken off.
Okay.
Where I work, they have, like, they sell birds, but the rats have been getting them, like, of a night time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, yeah, so I brought home two little canaries yesterday. They're only babies, only wee ones. But one of them, I can't look too close because I don't have a very good stomach. But I know its leg's kind of just dangling there.
Oh, like, dear.
Yeah, so I can't leave it like that. So I'm just wondering, like, would an option be just to, like, take its little leg off?
Like, amputation is obviously an option. What we would have to do is assess it first and see exactly the viability of it, the extent of what's going on, and obviously the condition of the bird, whether or not an anaesthetic, they would be able to go through an anaesthetic depending on obviously shock and things like that. But definitely
it's behaving completely normally, that's the thing.
Canaries are so stoic when something like this does happen. But, yeah, definitely it is fractured.
Definitely.
It just depends. What I would do initially would be initial consult with the view of potential admission, whether or not that is for surgery, whatever. They'll go through that at the consultation, and then they'd be able to give you an estimate moving forward as to the planning.
How much is just the consult so I could just...
Consultation's 170, and then obviously if a procedure is required, then that can get up to hundreds. It just depends on what needs to be done, its cost and everything.
Did
you want to come in?
Yeah, leave it with me. I'll talk to my partner because obviously at work they just wanted to, like, you know, do them in, and I'm just like, oh, look, give me a chance sort of thing. So, that's okay. That gives me a starting place anyway to know where I can, like, that I've got options to go forward. So,
So obviously the other option would be euthanasia. Yeah. Something like this can't be left.
Something that's correct.
Would need to be decided obviously today. Obviously pain relief, things like that. But have a think about it. Give us a call back.
Would it be the same, like 170 then, to have it put to sleep? Or is that consult plus extra?
Yeah, if obviously it's straight, if that's the decision that you have made and moving forward and it's a very quick decision, then it will probably just be the euthanasia charge. If you're umming and ahhing and wanting options and things like that and discussions with the vet, then that would be a consult plus the euthanasia fee.
Maybe then I should just get it put to sleep. I feel so sad for them. It just can't even, like, it's just horrendous. It's just that it's happening, and it's happening a lot. So, okay. All right, thank you. So if I am able to just bring them in for euthanasia, there's two. The other one, I haven't looked at its leg, but I know it's not dangling there. But if it's in considerable pain, then I would just bring the two in and pay for them to be euthanized.
Okay, so we do go by appointment so that the vet is available to do that.
I understand that. I understand. All right. So I'm at Hamilton at the moment. I live at Morayfield. So it's a time thing as well to get back down to you. Mm-hmm. So later today, if that would be an option.
Okay. We're down to one vet this afternoon. Obviously, we would make it work. The doctor just goes into a procedure, so it would have to be like at 11 o'clock would be the time.
That's the problem. I'm in Brisbane at the moment, so I've got to drive home to Morayfield and get them and then drive them to you at Redcliffe. So I'm like at least probably an hour and a half away from even being able to be to you.
The doctor will go into procedures then. Like the other option is if that's the decision that you have made, other vet surgeries will be able to.
I was just going to say that maybe I've got a vet 500 metres down the road. Maybe it's not the decision obviously that I wanted to make. It's just a cost thing then, which I hate having to choose cost over life. It's because honestly, the lady I work with said, "Don't worry about it." She said it'll just fall off. She said, and one day you'll just find a leg in the cage. honestly said that to me.
It'll also be in a lot of pain and discomfort. And,
well, that's
and
what I would imagine
like
too. Yeah, exactly. So, no, thank you so much for your help. Yeah, I'll just take them down the road, sadly. That's okay.
But if you
thank you so
change your mind,
much.
Just give us a call and we can make
I
it
wish
work.
I could. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you then.
Bye.
Bye-bye.